The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being there. Right off the top, I want to say happy St. Paddy's Day to those who celebrate or believe that. And enjoy your drink, Guinness or green beer. Apparently, I'm finding out that the green beer thing is not really what they do. It's Guinness, and that's what they celebrate. But regardless, happy St. Paddy's Day for those who believe and follow or knows what it's all about. The 17th day of this year, this month of 2024, it's St. Paddy's Day. Enjoy. Be safe. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being there. What we talk about here is raising you to a higher level of consciousness, for you to be alert and understand that the God that exists is you. Recently, people have been throwing questions at me as, is there a God? And I try my best to answer the question, and my definition of what the God should be is kind of different than what a lot of the religious groups are claiming. So the ones of the Bible, I think they're real because you believe it's real, and the one that exists because of nature's law is the one that is governing us. I don't know that it's going to come and rescue us from anything. We're just who we are. Those rules are laws that are laid out by the God that exists, which is you. You're part of it. You're part of the universe. You're part of all things that is that exist on this planet, as the universe is in you, as opposed to you thinking that you're a small little particle outside of the universe, other than the universe. So understanding that God does exist and the God is you. We've had that question on my emails as well as on the show, and I did answer. I do try my best to answer the questions. My view on it, yes, God is real, but God is you, not the one that is promising you to come and rescue you or save you. If for some reason or another you believe that you might be the chosen group, well, you could search your history and find out that did your chosen group go through some ordeal that would prove otherwise? If you are the chosen one, why weren't you being rescued or protected from that atrocity that may have occurred? And this happens in every group that we know in history. As well as, are you then being protected from natural disasters, a flood, a volcano, an accidental shooting, depending on where you were, a car accident, famine, you know, all these things that does exist in our reality. We see them every day. They're not happening every day, but we see them in our existence and time. if you are the chosen group, are you still being protected? Do you feel if there's a tsunami that's going to take out your city, you would be accepted from that simply because of your chosen, the idea of you being chosen? Or are you going to be a part of it? Is the God that supported that the God that suggests that you are the chosen one, is it protecting you? And are you able to show the protection other than what you believe and you feel? You wake up feeling great, you wake up feeling good, and you wake up, period, and you could be thankful for waking up, I think. And we move on in life and ask the questions. If I am the chosen one, if we are the chosen group of people, or this decree by the laws we follow, then are we protected by anything? Are we an exempt to anything that may happen? You could be going about your everyday life and something happens and caused you to get involved in that. You want to say, maybe it is what it is, or it is meant to be. I don't know about that, because I don't know that a 5-year-old or a 2-year-old would be be punished or be unalive, let's say, simply because they were just a product of the environment. Are you being protected by what you believe? And do you have a proof? Do you have any proof to suggest that? I want to believe, I want to follow, I want to be obedient to the stories that a lot of these groups are telling, that this is the way it should be. But I also want you to prove it to me, not just to drag me in by blind faith. And if I believe it, it is real. I personally don't think an adult needs an imaginary friend. We see our children go through it and they have somebody that they only them could explain. And they will talk and react and play with and hang out and do all sort of things with when they have an imaginary friend. But these are children. Do these same rules apply to when you're a grown-up person, that you also have an imaginary friend? Only you are able, or maybe others like you, is able to relate to the things that this imaginary friend, person, entity, source, God, can do. Are you being protected because you feel somehow you are the best, the elite, the knower of all things? And you will say this simply because the rule that you may follow, or the God that you may believe in, has somehow gotten information to you that they know all and can do all and is able to fix all. If they knew all, wouldn't they know that this disease was coming towards you and move you away from it? Wouldn't they know that this bridge may collapse, pardon the expression, as you drive across it? Wouldn't they know that if you are being invaded by another group, their intention is to eliminate you? Your God should know that, or enslave you, or put you in some sort of, you know, clan, group, whatever. The all-knowing that is protecting you would not allow you to be subjected to that ill treatment. But if he's an imaginary friend, he only exists in our minds. Wake up. I do, and I'll say it again, I want to believe, I want to follow and believe the stories that's being told. And it is the truth, the only truth, and it is what it is. I simply want that to be true. Just be able to prove it. Before you're able to hand that knowledge off to me, you must have that knowledge for yourself. Therefore, I'm comfortable in thinking nothing is going to come to me from you, because you'll understand what I'm saying. It is only real because you choose to make it real in your mind. Wake up. I find that a lot of the people that want to tell me how it is real and I'm wrong, which, you know, I have my own opinion on right and wrong, but however, I am wrong for believing that there isn't a protector. Well, I want you to prove it to me. Now, you will have to know it for yourself as the entire truth for you before you can offer it to another. Much like you're not able to give me a dollar if you don't have one, or give me the knowledge to fly an airplane if you don't have it, or give me the knowledge to wire up a house and make it work safe if you don't have it. First, you acquire the knowledge, then you have it, then you can transfer it. You get the facts, then you understand it, and then you could pass it on. So I'm very comfortable in thinking that I won't be hearing from any of you about how I believe there isn't that tangible protector that you might be following. So if you want to, and a lot of them says they want to save me, I don't know what I need to be saved from, but please bring me the evidence that will save me. Not what he said, his story, she said, they say, it's heresy. We don't believe in that because we can create things in our minds. I was watching a program just the other day about a lady said she was communicating with the rats that lived in her house. I laughed and moved on because maybe she is. I don't need to entertain that because I hope that that information will not make it onto the public as to how to conduct our lives based on what the rats are saying, if you know what I mean. Thank you for joining the show. Thank you for being a part of it. I needed to get that out there. Also, I want to say a special hello and thanks. Welcome to the show to my new friends over at Zach's. You said you're going to listen to the show, and I want you to. Thank you very much for being there. I appreciate you. Without your existence, I wouldn't be here. Until the students are prepared, the teacher will not show up, or vice versa. As we speak about spirituality, we learn that we cannot know as much as we need to know. We don't have enough time to get all the information that is available. And you will never be able to see over that fence until you're tall enough, meaning it's only when you get to a certain level that other things reveal themselves to you. Much like how we, in our young teenage years, knew everything. At least I did. I thought I knew everything. And, you know, as you get older, realize, oh my Lord, I knew nothing. Now you've opened another door. And when you get into that room and you take in as much as you can take in, you think again, you know it all. And then you go a little further and realize, wow, you've just taken on one penny in this world that has billions of dollars thinking you had it all. So as you are growing older or wiser in your spiritual quest, if that's what you're doing, remember this, there is no top to this. Sky is the limit, or the universe is the limit, and the higher up you go, the more you will experience. Start the journey, get familiar with spirituality, understand that we exist in this on this planet, and within you, there is a giant waiting to be instructed as to which direction to take, to go. What step is next? What do I do? You just need to make contact with him and establish communication with that giant that's within you, and you will see how tall you truly are. Wake up is what we talk about at this show. The information that is required is within you. And we've been told for many years that we look out there for an external force that's coming to give us guidance. And sometimes it shows up in a clown's suit and they tell you, this is how it should be. This is what should happen. This is what you need. These are the things that's going to make you perfect. And after you've passed away and spent the most expensive currency that you'll ever gather is the time that you're here as a human being. So we want to be able to get the best of our lives while we're here and leave tomorrow for tomorrow, and not to follow what others may tell us to follow simply because it benefits them to deliver a story always. And then you are paying for it in many ways possible, as many ways as possible. Wake up. Wake up and understand who you truly are, and your quest is to know thyself. Your quest is to be an individual that is able to be creative enough to take a step towards advancement of your own. Wake up and truly understand that the driver of this vehicle, the body that you're in, is you, the true you. And let's not give away our strength to anything or anyone that is only a figment of another person's imagination. Do not allow yourself to give away your birthright. Wake up within you. When you showed up here as a child, you had all the qualities within yourself to become the master of what you so choose. Which brings me to another question is, do we have free will? Very common, a thing I hear. And the same people who supports this idea that we have free will to choose and do all these things are the same people that will tell me, oh no, when you make a plan, God will laugh because he's got other things for your destination. He's got other plans for you. If I had free will and he had plans for me, which of those am I supposed to follow? You know, I can't choose because somehow, somewhere along the way, my destiny was already set. What I'm supposed to do was already established. So if I showed up here thinking what I'm supposed to do was already established, I may as well just wait for the instructions to come and not to follow anybody who's telling me their own or showing me their own agenda. Do we have free will? How is it even possible if you're saying the instructions will be given to me at some point? Well, if that's the case, don't ask me to join your group. I'll just sit still and wait for the instructions to be given to me. And when it is, then I'll act accordingly. And I don't have to start this quest or this journey today, tomorrow, next week, next year. I'll just simply wait until the instructions that I'm supposed to get will kick in, then I can act accordingly. Maybe I'm to join the group, maybe I'm not supposed to join the group. At this point, I still don't know. I'm waiting for the instructions. While I'm waiting, I'm living life. I'm doing the things I want to do. I don't need to be afraid. Simply because I'm waiting for the instructions to come. I enjoy it. I live. I do what I want to do. I don't hurt anybody. I don't take from anyone. If it's not mine, I won't take it. If it's not true, I won't say it. If it's wrong, I won't do it while I'm waiting. But in the meantime, because the clock is not standing still for anyone, the clock is still ticking away. It's no longer Saturday. The clock is still ticking. So while I'm waiting, I will do and enjoy the best of my ability and also understand my connectivity to the universal laws. I will study my spirituality. I will grow as you should and expand your horizon. Because if there was already a plan established for you, within time, inevitably, according to the believers, it will happen. So let's just wait for that to come. And in the meantime, don't try to tell me to join your band, because the music is not my first choice. That particular music is not my first choice. So I say all this to say, what I do understand from the spiritual side, I know that the choice I made to be a earthling, human being in a body was predetermined by me on the other side. Now, this part may sound contradictory. However, I was the one that made that choice in a spiritual sense. With the soul comes to earth and merges with particles of the universe and makes the body that completes me and I and it, the two of us. Duality. I did make a conscious decision to come. Now, what was the purpose? I don't remember. Most of us don't remember. How long? We have no way. I don't remember. When do I go back? I don't remember, like most of us. But we did make a conscious decision to come here to experience life as a human being. I say, wake up and experience that And if you're waiting for something miraculous to happen or someone to come and rescue you, sure, I say go ahead. But in the meantime, live, because the clock is still ticking. Enjoy the things you need to enjoy. Follow or do the dance or whatever it is that you want to do, because the time, the conveyor belt is still in motion. And if there is a greater plan for you, well, eventually you'll bump into it, I suppose. You have to when you really think about it, because if that was supposedly the reason of you coming here to be human being, well, inevitably you're going to pass that sign. You're going to get something that's going to say, that's your post. That's what you're supposed to be doing. In the meantime, study spirituality, learn and understand who you are. Wake up that giant that's within you and become one with the universe. Study your spirituality. If somebody else is guiding you, who gave them? What gave them? How did they acquire this knowledge as how to govern you, especially since they don't know you, who you are? And by that action alone, I'm able to determine they don't know themselves as well. If they had the knowledge, then they wouldn't be instructing you. I've read many articles where some will say, be like me, not to follow me, be the one who's an individual that stands alone and understands all that needs to be understood. Not to give up your seat, your right, your obligation, your dance, the things you want to experience, they're all being put in the back because you're waiting for something to wake you up, for you to fall into this golden arch of protection. You don't need to be protected. You're good. You're doing it. You're alive. You're well. If you are waiting for something amazing to happen, you are wasting the time. You're spending too much of your valuable time waiting for something to happen. If you don't want to believe that, take a look at the parents or the ones who you follow, and did that come to rescue or save them? Wake up. The question I want to ask everyone is, if you weren't afraid of a consequence, would you make different decisions? Well, of course, we all would. Some of the consequences that we fear, you know, for example, you could be incarcerated or be in debt or, you know, being single or whatever the case may be. So we govern our lives accordingly. If you are afraid to live according to how you feel you should live, are you fearing a consequence of not following said rules? What if there isn't a consequence? There isn't a down there. Let me be a little bit more specific. Suppose you can tell yourself there is absolutely no way possible that you could be going to hell. Would you still be afraid of it? You would make different decisions. Well, if there's no hell and there is no imaginary friends in your mind, then they can't be a consequence. So right then and there, you could put down your banner of fear that you carry throughout life. Wake up. Thanks for coming to the show. I know it's a little late. I needed to get that out there. I want to thank everybody from all around the world who's listening to the show today. I want to thank you for being a part of it. Old listeners, old time listeners, long time listeners, as well as new listeners, to everybody, I say, welcome home. Home is where you belong. Home is where you've been. Home is, of course, all the knowledge that you are able to acquire. Home is where you feel comfort. Wake up and welcome home. Have we got any
We have some emails. Folks, yes. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can send us an email right now with a comment, a question, a thought process. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And you can email Barrington at any time during the week. Our email address for that is awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. Jeremy writes in. He must be Irish. He says, top of the afternoon to ya. That's all he says. Oh, Jeremy, we thank you for that. So he's celebrating St. Paddy's Day, I believe. Thank you for that. This is interesting. Doug said, I live in Detroit, Michigan, and I was at a used bookstore, and I found Barrington's book. Apparently, someone, after they read it, sold it. So Doug said he saw your book in Detroit, Michigan. That's interesting. Connie writes in. She says, so are you referring to our imaginary friends as like God? Okay, Connie, we'll answer that for you. Brett says the same thing. Imaginary friends, God, angels, Jesus, etc. So obviously you don't believe in those people. That's from Brett. Angel writes in, if there is no God or Jesus or any of those people, and I'm not saying I believe in them, who are these people that they wrote about in the entire Bible? It was all about God in the Old Testament and Jesus in the New Testament. Was that all made up? That's from Angel. Appropriate name, Angel. Thank you.
There you go.
There you go. Kimberly said, so many people around the world get this wrong. What the Bible meant, if you believe in it, that the Jews were the chosen people, that did not mean that God chose them over every other people to love and to protect. What he meant was God was the Jews were the chosen people of the world at that time to spread the news of God and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He chose that those people to do that, not to just have them conquer the world. That's the misconception that most people have when they hear chosen people. It was for the world and not the human race. That's Kimberly. That's interesting. I heard that before as well. Connor writes in, he says, I really don't understand the concept of blind faith. Can you please explain that better, what blind faith actually is? That's from Connor. And that's it. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for that. I'm going to go right to the what Kimberly was saying about the Jewish people were chosen to be the leader to spread the news and to, you know, do all these things. Yes, that's right. And I have heard that before, and not to conquer the world. It was probably true. You did hear it from a book. And I do have questions with the book that has so many different controversial things in it. You know, stories that might have been, may have been created. You know, we don't know where it came from, how long it's been around. And you specifically use the phrase not to conquer the world. It was only to spread the news. And that's probably true, but it is the word that I have the biggest problem with is when somebody says probably, they're telling me they don't know that for sure. And that's hard to understand, especially when you're interpreting all these things based on the written down history of the world. And you hopefully understand that the world's history has been a lie. That's another show for another day. But there's been so many bunking of what's been going on in the world. And we see what someone had said, what they've posted, what they've created, how they've written things down. It's been proven not to be the truth. If that's the case, Do you honestly still believe what you've just said to us is the truth? And how are you able to prove that? When we believe in blind faith, we just don't have anything tangible to support what we're believing in. We just say it is what it is and accept it for what it is, what it means to us, or what we may have been told by our parents or our society or leaders or elected leaders and all these things. So you just go in blind and believe everything that you're being told, and you take it as the gospel or the truth, the whole truth and nothing but, without challenging or without questioning. Most of us don't understand a lot of the things that we believe and why we do it. I could tell you this story about the new bride that moved out, and she was cooking the ham, and she had automatically cut off the end of it. It's a long story. They cut off the end of the ham, and when she was questioned as to why she did this, she said, "I don't know, my mom did it." And she called mom, and mom says, "I don't know, grandma did it." Called grandma, grandma says, "Oh, back in the day, we didn't have octagon shape or that weird shape pan, so the ham would fit in, so we had to cut it off so it could fit in the round pan." My point being is that all these things are being passed down through generations, and it's tradition, and we just follow them and don't know why we're following them. Just the blind faith kind of thing, and it's just a story. Now science and everything else and an invention of a different shaped pan has solved a lot of these things, but yet we tend to hold on to some of the things that was told to us many, many decades ago, and we want to follow it and believe that it's true. Is it? Don't you want to know for yourself? Angel, and I agree with Gary there, very appropriate name for your question here. Who's in the Bible? Well, here's the thing. Which one are you referring to? Are you talking about the New Edition, the Old Edition, the King James, the older one? Many thousands of them that were written and translated and changed over. At one point, they were people of color. The other point, they weren't, and so on and so forth. And everybody has to tell their story based on the time that they lived in. Who are these people in the Bible? I don't know which one you're referring to. Are you talking about the current one? Well, they say they receive inspiration from their leader, and they had to write this story to put it in. And they talk about this family, that man, that farmer, this leader, whole bunch of other people that we're not really sure who they are. We don't have a last name for any of them or most of them, and we don't have a place of origin. And we do have some of the stories being told hundreds of years after the event happened. So as to answer your question specifically as to who these people are in the Bible, that was your very specific word, I have no freaking idea. I would love to be enlightened with somebody who has something tangible to change that and to give me proof as to who they are, what they represent. I think they're related to the kings when the Bibles were being, when the books were being written down. And, you know, if you go back to the origin of the, you said the Bible, so I'm going to say that. If you go back to the origin of the Bible, we hear names like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that wouldn't have been the kind of names that would have been, that was being thrown up, being given out back in that era. So I am very confused as to who they are, but they tell a story. Is it a good one? I think it's his story as opposed to history. Connie, and I'm going to answer your question with Brett's as well. You both are asking the same thing about imaginary friend. Am I referring to the imaginary friends as a god or a protector or a savior or just a colleague or some sort? When I don't know if you have either, you have children, and they often sometimes they talk about their imaginary friends that they're talking to or they're playing with or they're hanging out with or they're doing things with. But we say they're imaginary simply because we can't see them. We don't know if they're real, or our children's just, you know, creating something for their own comfort zone. It might be talking to a spiritual entity from the spiritual world and all these things, but they're always different, and they speak about imaginary friends. Now, when I use the phrase like, I don't think an adult should have an imaginary friend, yes, I'm referring to, you can't imagine that there's a great greater source, greater entity, greater protector, somebody who's monitoring your actions or your movements throughout your entire life. And you may label this person as God, Jehovah, all these other things. The God that exists is you. And I am saying that you shouldn't just go in, pardon this again, with blind faith and believing that there is a savior coming to rescue you. Because my question is going to be, rescue you from what? What's your destiny? What are you supposed to experience? What's your purpose of being here? Where are you going? What are you learning? What are you thinking you need to be rescued from? Explain that to me. What are you being rescued from? If your biggest fear, and I said this earlier, is thinking that you may end up in that hellish place, H-E double hockey stick, as I used to say, then you have a fear of not abiding by certain rules. And if you don't, then so be it. For eternity, you're going to be in this bad place. Actually, it doesn't sound all that bad, because to all the people that I really enjoy seems to be going there. Anyway, my point being is that if that place did exist, then you'd have a legitimate reason to be afraid. If that place does not exist, then what is it that you're afraid of? Most of us carry fear within us simply because it's, I guess, you know, keeps us in on track. It keeps us in line. But the things we worry about the most never really happens. We have a bad habit of ordering things in, like, oh, I hope I don't get sick, or I hope this food doesn't make me get sick, or I hope my, you know, you start hoping these things and you calling in all the negative vibes. But how about you just enjoy it and don't hope for these things to not happen to you? Because when you're stating that it should not happen, you did use the word happen. Therefore, you're ordering these things in. If you think you're sick, you're going to be sick, I guarantee you. If you think you're going to not do well in your relationship, there's a good chance that you won't. Or your job, if you think going into the interview, you're not going to be hired, you're not. Because you've told yourself, or maybe told the subconscious self of the other person who's supposed to be seeking employment for you, that you're not all that interested, simply because you went in with the attitude of, I'm not going to succeed. One wise man did say, if your intent is to go to battle, war, and believe that you're going to lose, there's no point in going. You've already lost that battle. So go in and know you're going to win, and you will. So the imaginary friends, going back to what I was saying about, if you're thinking that something is going to be a higher source or another protector of some sort. You know, when Billy was afraid to go to bed by himself in the dark when he was a child and undeveloped, he could easily create a comfort zone for himself just to protect him, because he was just a bit afraid. He gets older and realizes there's nothing to be afraid of in the dark, or no boogeyman under the bed, or any of the above. So he learns to stand up on his own and live. And all of a sudden, the imaginary friend's existence in the life, their lives, is no longer necessary. We as adults need to get to that point where we don't need to think we're being rescued or need to be rescued, because there's nothing wrong with what you're doing. And if you acknowledge it, stop doing it, then you've just fixed the problem. Okay, Doug, you found a book in Detroit. One of my books that somebody else has, I guess, read and transferred. That's awesome. It's good to hear that kind of stuff. It's making its circulation. For those who haven't mentioned or heard, I do have a book out there called Awaken Ascension Guide. And what it does, it aligns you to your true purpose. It helps you to get up to speed as to who you could become. It shows you the inner self of you and your strength that you could tap into to wake up that giant that's inside of you, waiting for instructions, waiting for you to tell them, it, them, they, where to go and how to live and how to be your best self. It is your human obligation to know thyself. Take a step towards finding out. The questions are going to ask me, how do I find that out? And I will answer that another time. Jamie, man, I hope you're enjoying St. Patty's Day, and be good about it. And, you know, have fun, relax. I was talking to my research team this morning, and she know who she is. And just to explain that, it does talk about Independence Day as well as the flower and everything. But the important part of it is celebration. Have a good time. Be safe. Thank you for the email. And happy St. Patty's Day to all, everybody. Go on out and have a good time and be safe about it. That answered all the questions. And yes, I did mention the book. I feel it does tickle me to find out that somebody out there, I hope they didn't throw it away, they read it and they've passed it on. And I've heard that story before in the past as well. And that's good. They're out there. Check it out. It's a good book for you. So we thank Doug for sending that information, and I respect that. We're talking about, and today we're just saying, why do you consistently believe these things that happens to you in life, and that you at some point may feel as if you're not subjected to any of the natural disasters that happened, and from the knowing, all God knowing, would be protecting you because you are potentially the elect group, the leader, the chosen one. We did have an email today from Kimberly, who was saying, explaining to us what it meant, and went as far as saying that other people misinterpreted it. And I think a lot of that just goes on judgment. And we don't know how they're interpreting it or what they believe it is. That is your reality. That is your truth. I think you got to that point by blind faith. I respect you simply because you want to help and share and enlighten the world. I believe instead of wanting to enlighten the entire world by somebody else's decree or laws or rules, find your own, to each his own. Get in there, find who you are, wake up, tap into your own source. The information will be there for you because it is there before you became human being in this existence. You were connected. We are all connected here, by the way, in a spiritual sense. But before you came to this earth and you became a body where you can walk around and you have emotions and you can talk or to give out your opinion, you were a part of a group, the soul, all connected, one race, the human race, and we're all connected. We're all governed by the one God. We're connected to it, so we are that. Therefore, we are the God that exists. The cup of water, that's though it's in a cup or a bowl or a pool, it is still somehow connected to all the other water that's on this planet. And if you leave it alone, it'll change its form and it'll find its way home. Inevitably, you get a cup, stick it on the ground there, especially if it's really hot, you'll find that within no time at all, the water has disappeared right in front of your eyes, and it's on its way back to its original source. We've come to serve a purpose. The water that I just mentioned isn't alone. It's not by itself. It is still somehow connected because it's from the liquid to the solid to the gas, and it's all connected. It's going to take one of the three forms, and at some point it finds its way back to the ocean, to its source, the great wave that exists as all of us. Every river that you will see is running to the ocean. Everything that we follow, the spiritual belief and all the guidance, should be a conduit that brings us back to our original source, a direct source. We are going back to our original source. It's inevitable. The energy never dies. We know this. We all went through some form of science, and it's always there, and it can never be destroyed. You know that. At some point, we all return to the original source. A tree will grow for many years, and then inevitably it turns back to its original source because it's going to fall over. And be mindful that when that tree falls, another one grows, because that's a cycle of life. Whenever a tree falls, leave it alone, another one will grow. That's how we are. Wake up and welcome to a reality that'll explain to you how to be your best self, how not to live with fear, how to rise up and be strong. to take what you're being told and just question it. Is it true? Is it true? I don't do politics on the show very often ever, and I was told about this whole thing that's going on in the Caribbean and how it's a bunch of savage and gangs and all that stuff. We're not doing politics. I'm just making a point. And they're labeled as such. And then the first thing that came to my mind, who are the ones who's doing the labeling? Who are the ones that's doing the labeling? Is it trustworthy and can we believe it? Are we going to be secure and comfortable in believing the stories that's being told? Do we have anything to support that being true? Are the ones who are telling the stories have an ulterior motive? We don't know. So I just have to say another situation is here. We don't truly understand it. And based on who's telling the story, that's generally the side that we stand on. I don't know another way to figure it out, but just to see if anyone has an iron in the fire or a spoon in the pot, there's something to be gained by the stories that they tell. Wake up, that's what I tell you. Do we have anything else there to say, any emails?
We do. We have Misty said, if we're not to worry about anything, especially about dying, a question for you, Barrington, do you worry about it? Here's my take on it. I'd rather believe in something and then die and find out there's nothing than not believe in something and find out there is. That's from Misty. Sam says, I am a new listener to you from Atlantic City, New Jersey. A friend of mine told me about your show, and I am kind of an amateur philosopher. I want to know if you have a website, so maybe I can go to that and look you up as well. That's from Sam. And lastly, Philip writes in, happy St. Patrick's Day to you. I hope that you do get some Guinness and have a good day. That's from Philip, and back to you, sir.
Well, thank you very much for that, Philip. Guinness is not my choice, but I have another substitute that I could use to fulfill that same box of desire, part of desire. But thank you for saying that out there. Happy St. Patty's Day to everyone. And for you and Philip and everybody else who enjoys their day's celebratory drink, enjoy and be safe doing it. And again, Guinness wouldn't be my choice. It's not my friend. Let's just say that I have another friend. But thank you for that anyways. Sam, you ask if there's a website. We do have, I do have a website, and from time to time, I post things there. For example, all the shows that we've done, they're recorded there, including today's show. We just say, why do we believe? Today's show is called Why. So if you go there, and it will be repeated this Thursday at 10 p.m., same place. So we do go there, and we put up as much as we can. I used to put what could be seemed as political stuff, so I had to put it down because we're talking about your personal growth, your inner strength, and everything that we want you to, the tools that I think you need to have to do this battle of life. And it's not a battle either way, by the way. It is supposed to be a very smooth sailing down the River Nile in your canoe, singing Kumbaya, and not waiting for this life to end before you can experience that. Web is HEAMI, Barrington Awaken. HEAMI, Barrington Awaken is where you'll get that information. And check it out, it's all good, .com. So thank you for that, Sam. Okay. Misty, you worry, you ask if I myself is worry about dying. Quick answer, no, not at all. I'm not going to speed it up because I know my time here is limited, but I'm not going to speed it. Worried about dying? No, you get to go home, man, and you get to go to another place where you've been before, you're familiar with it. We're a lot of us are afraid of dying, more so the method, because none of us really wants to have to lay down and suffer for many years or go through all these things. But when you leave the body, first of all, you never die. That spiritual part of you, the spiritual side of you, never dies. It lives on forever, like your conveyor belt. It's a matter of time before it pops up again. Like I said earlier, when the tree falls, another one will grow. And when you leave this body, it gets to a certain point where it's too old to carry on. Okay, you can't do the high karate kick you used to do, or the backflip, or do any of these things, because the body is getting old. Like the rose that you snipped in its prime and stick it in the glass, you can watch it leaving this planet because it's dying. Same thing happens, or it's no longer existence. But if you left it out there, it'll fall to the earth and generate another one from its seeds or whatever, pollen, and it helps to do everything. So you said that you'd rather believe in something and get to that point after death and find out that there is something to sustain, or it is there's some truth to all of it, as opposed to not believing in it, and then you get there and there's wow, there's that thing I should have been prepared for. Well, try it this way. Do you know that there is a consequence, a price to pay? Is there pain and suffering in that hellish place that it's being described as being here, and you're going to go there and suffer a lot with a body that you don't have, or the ability to feel pain that you don't have, the emotion or anything to feel, and all these things? Are you worried that there is a consequence, may probably be a consequence that you're not prepared for? I get it. Be prepared for a situation and not have it, as opposed to having a situation that you're not prepared for. I totally get it. Do I want to put the brakes on this life and not experience all that I can just in case? Then what's my point of being here? I came to experience life and have a good time and live as best as I can. This is why we're here, and to learn and understand, and in the midst of it all, to be connected, or understand that we're connected to all that there is. We're all a part of that great wave. Is there something on the other side that may surprise me at the end, and I'm not prepared for it? Well, you can't tell me there is. You're going on a probability, or to have faith that there is. And that, again, is restricting me personally from wanting to devote all of my attention to paying for something that may not be. And no one has ever come back and give us a report of, yeah, you better pay your dues or else, you better follow this channel or else. And I also take my decision making based on the fact that there's 9 billion of us on the planet today, or near that number. And there's been said many by a lot of groups that there's not enough room for all of us to go to, as well as which of the group will get to go, because everybody can't, because we believe different things, right? Is it going to be letter A that gets to go, letter B that gets to go, letter C that, like, how do we determine who gets to go and who gets to stay by the rule? We have 26 letters in the alphabet, and the alphabet was apparently created by the gods. I'm not using the alphabet, I'm talking about the infinite world that we live in, was apparently created by the god that you believe. So therefore, why only certain groups are allowed to go in? And if we don't follow those rules, why certain groups were chosen to not, to end up in hell? Let's just say that. Why bother make me? Just send me straight to hell. I'll be okay, because I don't know any different. But you're telling me to choose between the good and the bad, and at the same time, you're telling me that I don't have a choice. I'm confused, but it's me. I'm easily confused. But if you can clear that up for me, I'd really appreciate it. Ooh, thank you, everybody, for taking that time to send out all this questions that you have, and I try my best to answer them to the best of my ability. Now, you could do a lot of research and a lot of studies, and somebody'd ask me about the website, and do I have information there that could get you on more, dig in deeper to find more information about spirituality. Well, it's all within you. And it's not, you know, in my case, it's not on the web, it's not in a book, it's not anywhere. It's within your mind. The information that you seek is within you. Every question that's being asked has an answer. And if you really think about it, if there's no answer, there wouldn't have been a question. Therefore, if you want to, and our new listener there stated that new philosopher, and he's trying to get knowledge on how to become or get the guidance or the step towards how to become a little bit more involved in spirituality. Take all the time in the world to get to know you. Find out what you like, what you don't like. It's easy enough. Just get rid of the things that you could clearly say, that's not who I am. Get rid of that. Get it out of your mind. Don't waste a minute of your time having regrets about yesterday. Don't waste a minute of your time reflecting on the great life you had yesterday. And be mad, in the worst case, be mad or angry with somebody because of the events of yesterday. I've always said, and I'll continue to say, you're not going to do well embracing what is coming towards you when you're so busy holding on to what's behind you. It sucks, and we may get mad. Don't forget it, because you're likely to repeat it. But it is past. It's done. You will never see another Saturday like yesterday, because you can't. It's not possible. The same way, we're not able to step in that same river twice because it's forever changing. We have to condition ourselves as human beings to learn that yesterday's deeds are done. How can we make today better for the tomorrow that may or may not come? Do not waste any of your time embracing what's yesterday. It's hard to say all that. It's hard to react to it, but you have to step up and be strong enough to understand that the activities of yesterday is now done and it's past. Yesterday, yesteryear, yester millennium, or, you know, whatever. It's done. It is done. And then from here on, it's only going forward. Now, if you tell a certain group of people that, they get mad at you, but I would really want them to think about, how can you change the activities of yesterday? You could prevent the ones of tomorrow, probably, if it does come, but you can't change what happened yesterday. We need to step up and realize that by pedaling our bicycle backwards, we're just wasting time, and we're not trying to, we will never accomplish it. You're mad, you're angry, you're upset. But it is past. It is important that you allow yourself to let it go, because then you're bringing that anger into tomorrow. You're not doing well embracing what's coming towards you, and it's the greatness that exists within you. Wake up and be the best and happiest person that you could possibly be. Live your life the best and happiest way. Be kind to everybody. I said this earlier, if it's true, if it's not true, don't say it. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. If it's wrong and you're doing it, you need to know that it's wrong and stop doing it. You want to spend some time in getting the facts before you lay the blame. It's just common sense. You always get the facts before you lay the blame. Now, it's really confusing, because your facts may be quite different set of rules to another person's, but at least have a common understanding of it before you fly off the handle and not know what you're saying is detrimental to you. Get the facts before you lay the blame. Wake up and understand that there is a giant that's within you. That's what we're trying to say to people. There's a giant within you. Do not be looking out there for it. There's no one coming from out there anywhere to come and save you, rescue you, save your life, make you better. You are the driver of your own ship. You need to understand that. Where you navigate, how you go, you try smooth sailing or rough sailing or whatever it is. Yes, you can't change the elements of, or the condition of the ocean. We're not that powerful, I don't think. I think collectively in a group we can, but what you can do is choose the path that you take that will seek or bring you peace and tranquility. Wake up to everyone. If you can't fix the rough weather that's in front of you, the best you could do is prepare yourself for it. And by doing so, you may understand the weather's not going to change for you. You will have to make the changes to adapt yourself to what's coming. But let go of what you're holding on to, because you're not going to do well of embracing what's coming towards you. That compartment that's within you that's supposed to hold compassion, strength, knowledge, and all these things, you're probably filling it with fear. That, I will tell you, to figure out how to clean that out, vacuum it out, scrub it out, rip it out, and refill that cup of yours with confidence, and you will soon realize everything else is just great. I wish you a very safe day, safe week. Happy St. Patty's Day again, and be kind and be good to everybody and yourself. Thank you for being here, and have a good week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.